for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
At the American Idol auditions. We've been telling you guys now for like 2 weeks. Go ahead, send us your singing auditions, and we want to choose one of you guys to go to the front of the line. It's going to be madhouse. I think it's happened at the Bridgestone Arena, I think, this weekend in Nashville. And the line is going to be wrapped around the building. We've seen the same line every year in seven or eight different cities that they go to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to get you out of that line and get you right in front of an American Idol producer. And all you had to do is send us an audition. And we're not going to do this very democratically this time. We're not going to post the auditions up online. We want bragging rights here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to be able to pick who we think is the best and who has the best shot of actually making it through to Hollywood and to the next round after that and potentially being the next American Idol.
All right, so here, I'll just give you a sample this morning right now of some of the auditions that came in, and we'll play them sort of throughout the morning. But this is Kimberly Edwards' audition, and I haven't pre-screened these. I don't know if they're great. I don't know if they're laughable. I have no idea.
I heard church bells ringing. I heard a choir singing. I saw my love walk down the aisle on her finger. He
impressive.
That was awesome.
Very good.
Yeah. What do you think over there, Simon?
Yeah. Didn't blow me away.
It was really good. I thought she had good pipes, but she does sound like a lot of other auditions might sound.
Wouldn't stand out to you guys? And they all stand out to me. They all sound so damn good.
I'm like you. They all kind of, if you're good, you're all good. I don't know which one's better than the other.
I do.
This is Marcy Rebecca. She must be good because she's got two first names.
I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Papa, paparazzi. Baby, there's no other superstar. You know that I'll be your papa, paparazzi. Promise I'll be kind, but I won't stop until that boy is mine.
Can I play the role of Simon?
When the clip's over, yes.
Well, he would have cut her off by now.
Still you love me, papa, paparazzi.
You're not allowed to play Simon because he's not on the show anymore.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? What do you guys think?
I think I would ask her for a different song.
A little pitchy dog.
I like her two first names. I'm going to be Paula.
Not blowing you away.
I would ask her for a different song entitled Melissa during a typical interview.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's
dude,
mean.
Now you're just being mean.
Why
you're
being
overly
mean?
Critical.
That she wasn't good.
I mean, she wasn't awful.
I thought it was the song. Oh,
did we allow that? I thought it had to be a cappella.
I would tell the other 14 people to get off stage and the barbershop quartet and the guy with the
pre-programmed
little,
Casio, too. And the,
yeah. Get your karaoke screen.
I'm curious here, but I think these were supposed to send in a cappella. This guy's name is Rob Monday. What a great radio name. Old school classic rock
Rob
DJ
Monday.
Name. It's Rob Monday. Hi, everybody.
Drug in your box at Rob Monday at 6:24.
Get ready for another deep cut from Rob Monday.
We're 36 minutes away from 7 o'clock, 96 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Flashing back to 1986.
Okay. and Jamie Cross.
Never mentions the word addiction in certain company. Yeah, she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family. Oh, she talks to angels. Oh. Says they call her out by her name.
Don't sing to angels.
Yeah, she talks to angels. Says they call her out by her name.
I didn't think that was bad.
Dude,
I'm laughing at Jeff.
Really Jeff's just really, being critical.
You,
I'm not
you
being
really
critical.
Are an old man because all these. Oh.
That was because I can see Bert listening to it going, "Oh, it's not bad. That was awful.
It was not awful.
That was awful.
It was not
that
awful.
Was,
though.
I didn't think it was awful.
Oh, you guys all good. Suck. Yeah, can I bait Simon to you guys?
No, I've worked with Simon Cowell. You're no Simon Cowell.
And he's not on the show anymore.
Well, nobody is, so you can still fill the role.
You're just being critical for the sake of being
that
critical.
That was terrible.
You didn't think that was awful.
Yes, I did.
Really?
Was,
just
yes.
Be funny and be Ellen.
That was like one or because she's not.
Oh,
she's funny on her show.
On her show.
I didn't think she was that bad. I didn't think she was bad at all.
Wow, it's Friday morning. God.
Hey, Brandon, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Bert? Listen, I sent in an audition. I sent in an audition for you guys, but it wouldn't go through, so I emailed it to pretty much everybody there that I could. And actually, it's funny, Marcy Gordon is in the car with me. She's a friend of mine, and we're going to Nashville right now to try and audition.
Oh, awesome. Is that right? Really?
Cool. Good for you.
That's crazy. I'm listening, and I'm like, we're in the car, and I'm on the phone with you. It's pretty cool.
Are the both of y'all trying out for Idol, or is it just you?
No, the both of us are, yeah.
Oh, good for
that's
you.
Awesome.
You guys want to have a little competition right now? We'll let you know who's got a better shot.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Ready to rock.
Who wants to sing first? Because we'll tell you guys who should actually stand in line and who should go home right now.
I'll go first. I guess that's cool.
Okay, go for it.
Michael Bublé, haven't met you yet. I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times, I stopped keeping track. Talked myself in, I talked myself out. I get all worked up, and I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know some days it will all turn up. And you'll make me work till we can work till we get out. And I promise you, kids, that I give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
That's nice.
That was good.
Yeah.
That make it move for you, Jeff?
That right there was better than any of the first ones we played.
It was really good, man.
Really good.
But
really
it's tough.
Good.
It's tough to tell over the phone, so I didn't love it. But it was better than all the other ones.
I sent an email. For some reason, it wouldn't go through on the website, so I just emailed it directly to you, hoping that you would get it.
That's good, man. All right, let's hear. What's your passenger's name there?
Marcy Gordon.
Let's hear what Marcy's got.
Told me that I should sing a different song, so I will
she
sing
already sang.
Oh.
For you. She's paparazzi.
The paparazzi.
Oh, okay.
Right. I keep on falling in love with you. Sometimes I love you. Sometimes you make me blue. At times I feel good, at times I feel you, loving you darling, makes me so confused, I keep on falling in and out of love with you, I never love someone the way I'm loving you.
Okay, now you can't be critical. That's
good
right there.
What do you think, Jeff?
That's better than paparazzi. Unfortunately, I thought it sounded good. But,
oh my God.
But no, I think there's an advantage when you're over the phone, which makes me feel bad for the first guy that I said was good because that paparazzi was really bad. But that one that you just sang was really good.
You're just being a tool for the sake of being a tool.
Why are you saying that?
I want to tell Marcy, sing that song instead of paparazzi and then maybe consider another song that's not as well known. known because you don't want to be auditioning with a song that everybody else is auditioning with. And both of those songs are incredible, popular audition songs. So you just, you want to be fresh to their ears. You don't want to be the same, you know, song over and over and over again.
Absolutely. I think we have about 5 songs or so from the each of us ready to go. So,
okay, we've got a few mix-uppers, please.
Yeah, we're
awesome.
Just out of the
press. Both are good.
Good luck. Yeah, give us a call on Monday and let us know what how you guys did, okay?
Definitely, we will. Awesome.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
Right, there's going to be thousands of you guys out there over the weekend, so good luck to all of you. I was pretty impressed with those last two right there.
They were
really
great.
Impressive.
Here, Bert Show.
Good morning, Holly. You are on the Bert Show. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. What's going on?
Well, you know, I had moved to Atlanta not too long ago, so I'm not a long-time listener, and I was just wondering where you guys got together, how you met, and where it all began, because you seem to have such chemistry.
Craigslist.
Yeah. eHarmony is where it all happened.
We took the test.
It's kind of a long, complicated story, but the show's been together now for 9 years, so that's what you're hearing. We just know each other really, really well now.
Oh, okay.
But so we didn't work with each other before then. I was hired down here, and they sort of allowed me to sort of pick and choose who I wanted on the show, and these were the best available.
You picked Jeff?
Yeah.
Well, Jeff and Melissa were at the very beginning. I didn't come for a year and a half later, and Wendy's been on the show for three now.
Mm-hmm, so I'm the newest.
Wow. Well, you've definitely got something going here. I've flipped a few other places and listened to the morning shows because they wake me up, but nothing has been as entertaining. In fact, you guys make me late for work every day.
I'd like to hear
that's
that.
A huge
like
compliment.
Where'd you come from? What city did you come from?
Recently from Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. Well, welcome to Atlanta, and thanks for giving us a shot.
Thank you so much.
All right, Holly. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
I am waiting for Tanya here to check in, but Jeff, I don't see her on hold. You know what's up?
Yeah, she's not on hold right now.
That's a really good
observation. Well, I feel very safe in your hands. Okay. This is what she told us yesterday.
Oh, God, how can I say this? Because when I say what I'm going to say, you're going to be grossed out. But, we'll just have to get through that. I'm already dating a guy that my stepmom used to date. We've only been on... We're scheduled for our fifth date tonight. And then we've had scheduled since, like, last week that he's supposed to meet my dad and stepmom over brunch this Sunday.
That should be real comfortable.
Icky. So I want women to know this also, that if you're in the same room with the dude that you have once slept with, he thinks about that a lot when he's still in the room with you. Even though it could have been years ago. Yeah.
Right, like the whole time?
It pops in the mind from time to time, but
when you have the first interaction, it's like, oh, hey, Jen, how you been? I haven't seen you in a while. And then as soon as that initial conversation is over, it's like, oh, I have seen her naked. Oh, she does that. Oh, yeah. Hey, that's
guys
cool.
Are weird.
Is what it is.
You're the one who did the stuff.
Yeah, so who's weird?
Yeah.
All right, so Tanya, we didn't think we were going to talk to her until Monday because we thought that she was going to go and hang out with the entire family on Sunday for Sunday brunch.
Right.
And that's when it was going to get most awkward because she's going to be around stepmom and it was going to get weird.
Mm-hmm.
But she made a decision yesterday. Hey, okay. Tanya.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome back. What's up?
Thanks. Well, there's been some progress, I guess.
Okay. Right.
I don't know what we would define as progress here. I don't know. Which way are we going?
Well, we're going forward. I saw him last night, and I kind of just wanted to clear everything up. So I told him that, you know, that I had concerns and that this brunch was coming up, and I just felt like, you know, we needed to sort of decide what we want to do around this.
You saw who last night? Your boyfriend / stepdad?
Wait, what?
You saw your boyfriend last night? Is that who you're referring to?
Oh, yeah. My boyfriend, not my dad. Yeah, not my dad. I talked to my boyfriend. So we decided that there really is something between us, and it wouldn't make sense to leave something that happened in the past. Like, you can't change the past. Mm-hmm. Like, this happened in the past. Like, it would be silly to, like, let that stand in the way. And we can't change who my dad just happens to be married to now, which is, like, this weird, random coincidence. And
now
we want to move forward. Like, we want to see what's between us and just move forward with that. So
I'm a little confused, though, Tanya. Yesterday you said that this was a guy you had just been out on, like, 3 dates with, and today he's your boyfriend.
Well, they had a talk last night.
I mean, are you guys officially, like, exclusive now?
Did you have, like, the boyfriend-girlfriend talk last night?
It all kind of became the same talk. Like,
Sweet.
Okay.
Talking about how your dad's married to the guy that, the girl that your guy used to date, and the next thing you know, you're boyfriend-girlfriend.
See, that's if you just start dating a guy and you're not exactly sure how to get into that conversation if we're going exclusive. Just use this scenario. This can apply to anybody to get definitions.
It's a classic romance story.
I do want to know if you're going to forewarn your stepmom before Sunday.
Well, indirectly, yeah. He decided that he wants to call my dad and just give my dad the
heads
up. What? Yeah, he wants to call my dad and introduce himself and tell him, you know, that he's my boyfriend and he's looking forward to brunch and that, you know, that he's dating me and he really likes me a lot. And then just sort of let him know that once we were dating, we realized through Facebook that this is where it gets hard, I guess, that he dated my stepmom before she was my stepmom.
All right, so your boyfriend is making that call, and he's going to tell your dad exactly who he is in the relationship with your stepmom over the phone.
Yeah, and who he is in the relationship with me. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's going to go real well. I like that idea.
That'd be a good time to give out the phone number. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. And your boyfriend has stepped up. This was his idea. He's all, look, I'm going to take care of this. I'll call your dad today. I'll work it all out before this happens on Sunday. And we'll all sit around and there'll be no tension at all.
Yeah. I mean, he said he's not sure if he's going to call him late in the day today or call him
tomorrow. I think that's a horrible idea.
I think it's
you
great.
You really think that that's horrible. The most respectful way to handle this whole thing? Why can't you do the phone call?
Not to dad, though. I think it's a horrible idea. I think tell the stepmom, look, this is what's happened, oddly enough. I don't want you to feel awkward. And let her make the decision if she wants to say anything to your dad, because now your dad has in his head that this guy has not only slept with his wife, but about to sleep with his daughter. So yeah. I think that my assumption is that the stepmom is going to say, you know what, let's just keep this between us. And let's not tell your dad about this.
Jeff, what do you say she does?
I think you're making the right. I think, first of all, I think you're lucky to find. I mean, you have found a man who's willing to admit to your father that he banged your stepmom. And I think that is.
Do we really need to use the word bang? Serious?
Hit?
Crushed?
Tapped?
No, I mean, slept with is fine.
Made love to.
There you go.
I think that.
I'm glad that was sixth on the list for you guys. But anyway, go ahead.
I think
we were being generous.
I think you should consider yourself lucky that you have found a man who's willing to say, I have made love to your stepmother. And I think you should embrace that. And I think the fact that he is willing to go to your father and say, I have made love to the woman you made love to last night, I think shows that he is committed to the relationship.
The women on the show are finding nothing funny about this at all. Nothing.
Oh, it's just disrespectful. I think that you
it
are
is not,
creating
I
such
said
a
made
crisis.
Love.
It's disrespectful to your dad.
Hold on one second, Tanya. Hey, Lynn, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I think that she could avert a lot of this thing by just, you know, manning up and going to her stepmom and telling her the whole deal and, instead of making a big deal out of it.
That's what Melissa was saying also. Mm-hmm. Go to the stepmom and she'll decide exactly what to do with
the whole thing. Have the conversation with your stepmom let's say that this relationship wasn't that serious to your stepmom because he was younger than her. And let's just say it was just a frivolous fling that the stepmom had and she didn't think it's a big deal. And then she could say, you know what, no problem. You know, congratulations, good luck to you, but let's not tell your father. I just really think putting your father in the loop, why? Why should he know?
I don't know about that.
And the advantage to that is when you're having that conversation with your stepmom, if she has any tricks or techniques or things that this guy's really
likes.
Good
oh
at,
my God.
Or like, or if she remembers like what really works him up, outfits that she wore, dress up scenarios.
But with this guy that you've only gone out with three times, you are potentially hurt. You know, going to cause problems in your father's marriage.
Well, we've been out five times if you count last night. And
I'm sorry, five.
I barely know this woman who's married to my dad. It's not like I live at home.
It's your father's marriage, though.
Right. but for me to call her up would be really awkward. And my boyfriend wants to be a gentleman, and he insisted that that is the correct way to handle this.
No, it's not the most respectful way to handle it.
And he just wanted to keep it between the guys, whatever. I mean, I don't know what that's about, but he wanted, like, it was really important to him that he handle this.
Beautiful. Do it. Do your thing.
Yes.
All right, sounds like you are very determined.
Could you send your boyfriend in there with a recorder?
Right.
Just tape that conversation he's going to have with your dad.
We will get an update from you on Monday morning, hopefully. I have a gut feeling that you guys aren't going to end up at that brunch on Sunday. But if that conversation is going down tonight, then you'll definitely have something to update us with on Monday, right?
He's confident it's going to be fine.
Okay.
So am I. I think, congratulations,
well,
by the way.
I'm glad you're following his complete lead on this. Good for you.
Go for it. Either way, that we'll have an update with you on Monday, hopefully, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, we need to call on the military community here for just a second. This is what we heard yesterday. We heard that if you are new in the military and you've obviously never seen combat before, that as a training technique, the military will line you up. So you got one line of guys and women. I don't know about that.
If you're in the military, probably.
I'm assuming it's just dudes, really?
Okay. Yeah. It's just guys.
I don't know.
Well, it depends on if it's the debate is whether or not it's official or unofficial. My guess is if it's official, I mean, I saw G.I. Jane. Women are treated the same.
So did I.
The technique we're talking about is you get a line of military dudes and women, and then facing them are another line of military guys. They are face-to-face. And if you have never been in military combat before, that your drill instructor will instruct you to hit each other in the face. In other words, Jeff and I are face-to-face. It's my turn to give him a shot. Boom, I just get to go up and hit him right in the face. And then when he's done recovering from that, if I was hitting him, he'd never recover from that.
Then
he gets a shot at me. And then I don't know if it's over after one. I don't know if women are involved in it. But it seemed a little unbelievable to us yesterday.
Well, and it was like if you've never been punched in the face, you have to prepare for combat by getting punched in the face. I mean, you said hit. That could be like slapped around or whatever. Well, this is full on.
Closed fist. Booyah.
In the face.
Yes.
But, but everybody in the meeting seemed to suggest this was like hazing, like you're in a fraternity. And I thought, well, I don't have a problem with that if that prepares you for combat. Like, it's the military, and if you're a combat unit and training is meant to toughen you up, then if it ends up being true, I don't have a problem with it.
Right. So is it true or not? If you're in the military, can you confirm this, or do you say that's just urban legend? That's BS. 877-588-BERT, 877-588-2378.
My question is, like, I believe it. I just want to know if it's official or not.
Like, is it like a code red?
Like, I want, like, I want to know if it's an official part of training where you have to take
like code
class.
Red.
Like, yeah.
Like a
code
red.
If code red is real.
No, yeah, code red's unofficial. Like, I can handle the truth, so tell me. I want to know if you officially have to be injured as part of your training, whether it's a punch or, because why is that any different than, like, all right, we're just going to shoot you. Not somewhere critical, but we're just going to shoot you in your elbow.
Oh,
just so you know what it feels like.
Well, yeah, just
and
so you know.
If you're active military, we can put you on the voice disguiser too, because I'm sure people would be reluctant to admit it if they thought they'd get in trouble.
Right, that's a good point. Yeah, we'll put you on the voice disguiser if you want. Here's Chris. Good morning, Chris. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Morning, Burt Show.
Good morning.
Love your show. I was in the Air Force for 4 years.
And all through all my training that I've ever done, the Air Force had not done anything like that.
Okay, so you've never seen it, never heard of it, never been, never participated in that.
I just have a
feeling. Never participated in that, but I've heard rumors, obviously, from some other branches, but I've never seen it myself. Mm-hmm.
See, this
maybe it's an Army thing or
could be urban
Navy
legend
thing.
That's how urban legends begin. You know?
I think people in the Air Force are cool because I'm so afraid to fly that I think, God, Air Force.
I do that every day for a living.
Yeah.
I was thinking it could be like that one little, you know, group, that one like platoon or whatever.
Because you put a group of guys together and they get stupid.
Feels like an Army Ranger kind of thing. Like the Rangers, you know, those badass dudes or the SEALs that are just, even a little bit more badass.
More edgy.
Like that would be something that those guys would do to each other.
Maybe.
Here is Patrick. And again, we're talking about this military training technique that we heard of yesterday. We're trying to see if it's a rumor or not, where military dudes, before they go off to, before they're deployed, have to take a punch from each other in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So you line up, hit the dude, he staggers, comes back, and then it's your turn to punch him in the face.
No,
just sounds silly.
It's not true. Here's Patrick. Hey, Patrick, good morning.
Good morning. I'm 6 years active infantry Army, mm-hmm. And that's not true at all. It's maybe in the old school Army, but mm-hmm. they're so different nowadays.
But not in the Army of one.
Yeah, not in this, not in this new don't ask, don't tell Army we're working with. Happen there.
Could you imagine the guys coming out of this class all black-eyed, blue-eyed, and just,
yeah.
That Melissa wants them right there.
She
wants them roughed up a little bit.
I'm a military, yeah.
But he made a good point. Like, I could see old school, like, Clint,
yes.
In the Clint Eastwood Marine movie. That would happen.
What's like the dude that's in
Bunker Hill? Is that what that was?
The new Geico commercials. The former drill sergeant.
Yes.
What's his name? Had a show on History Channel and stuff.
The mailbag guy.
What's his name? Anyway, yeah, exactly. He's hilarious, but he's old school Marine. Like, and I could see him doing that to himself.
Punch yourself in the face
Punch
as hard as you can.
Yourself in the face until you pass out.
Good morning, Bertcha. Yellow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Al. I went through Army training, basic training in 1981 and Ranger training in 1982,
mm-hmm.
and there was nothing official about doing that.
Okay.
People do things to each other, you know, but there's no part of the official training that you punch each other in the face.
Okay. All right, so it's not like you line up right outside the barracks and the drill instructor says, take a shot at dude.
If people step out of line, we take care of it amongst ourselves,
mm-hmm.
But we don't generally try and leave marks on each other's face where the sergeants are going to see it.
Right. Well, I want you on that line.
I can find one guy that says it is true.
Okay.
Okay. Nathan, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good.
Morning.
Now, we've had a whole bunch of people call up and say they've been in the Marines, Army, have gone to Desert Storm. Nobody has ever seen that.
Well, I was in the Marine Corps, got out in 2004,
mm-hmm.
Marine Infantry, and there is a technique called body hardening.
Okay.
And basically how it works is whenever you exercise, you know, your body's sore.
Mm-hmm.
And as time goes on, your body gets less and less sore. Same thing with body hardening. You get hit, you're going to be sore. When you get hit over and over and over again, your body gets used to it. It's part of the Marine Corps martial arts program. It's body hardening. Not necessarily in the face, but you do get kicked and hit, and your body gets used to it.
Okay, that's very different than what we're talking about, because that makes sense to me. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are going to go into hand-to-hand combat, then sure, you're going to rough each other up a little bit. But there's no formal line where everybody's just hitting each other in the face.
That would be funny to see.
I can't get anybody to confirm that. So that's urban legend right there.
Well, it may not be totally urban legend, but it's not an official practice.
It's not an official practice.
It's a hazing practice.
Right. Entertainment Buzz is coming up here in a couple of minutes.
Aaron Andrews is going after the hotels that allowed that creepy peeping Tom to get access to tape her. I'm going to tell you about the details on that case. Also, Mel Gibson's meltdown continues with more audio released and some more scoop from actually Mel Gibson's ex-wife, Robin. I've got those stories for you and tons more in the next Entertainment Buzz on The Burt Show.
And then don't leave, man, because we got Leonardo DiCaprio on The Burt Show with Melissa Carter.
Q100 Bird Show traffic and weather. Here's Wendy.
And also, I'm going to take a call here in a second from somebody that thinks they know where the idea or urban legend started.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll talk to him in just a second.
Taking a look up in Jackson County, 85 southbound, right around exit 140, have an injury crash reported in that left lane, so just be cautious as you travel through that area. Also, over on the west side of town, 20 eastbound near that 285 merge, also working an injury crash there off to the side. Delays, though, building approaching Six Flags and Riverside Parkway. Traveling up the connector northbound, brake lights beginning near Cleveland Avenue, but heavy in spots all the way up through the Grady Curve. Top end 285 westbound, the heaviest of that ride between Peachtree Industrial over to the merge onto Georgia 400. And Surface Street, trouble to mention if you're on Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. Have a traffic light reported out as you approach Chamblee Dunwoody Road. Going to want to treat that intersection as a four-way stop. Traffic brought to you by the Georgia Lottery. Play Millionaire Celebration, a new instant ticket from the Georgia Lottery for your chance to win up to $1 million. The Georgia Lottery, today could be the day. Weather for today, afternoon showers, high of 89. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. Currently at 76 in Atlanta. Wendy on Q100.
So I think that the urban legend that we disproved this morning is that it is not an official technique, training technique in the military to line dudes up and have them punch each other in the face if they haven't seen any kind of combat before they go to combat. Here's Carlton. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
I was in the police academy 2 years ago in North Carolina, and it's a BLET program. It's a basic law enforcement training. And our state troopers did our physical training, and I tried out for them, and that's where it comes from, as far as I know. Their trainers are old-school Marines, and in order to be a North Carolina State Trooper, you literally have to stand with your hands behind your back and take a shot to the face, and the reason behind it is because if you get in a street fight out here on the side of the road, and you've never been punched in the face, you don't have the experience of really, you know, just getting your bell rung, and they don't want the sheer shock of it to get you killed on the side of the street. So,
wow. Because, okay. I mean, in police academy, too, there's some police officers who take mace in the face, you know, to see the effects of it.
Did you just base what you're saying on police academy, too?
Is that what you just said, in police academy, too?
No, I did not reference the movie.
What it sounded like you said. What did you say? That's what I thought you said, too.
I think that's what cops... in
a police academy,
also. I'm with Jeff. I thought she was quoting something.
I thought you were going all Steve Gutenberg in order to give yourself some credibility.
Of course the 14-year-old boys in the room thought I was talking about police academy. Now I need to do some sound effects just to make it authentic.
Hey, the Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
So we've been spending some time on this, and then we'll take one or two more calls. But we heard a legend yesterday, that an urban legend, that in the military, if you haven't seen hand-to-hand combat, then the instructors will line dudes up face-to-face, and you have to literally just punch the other dude right in the face. He staggers, comes out of it, he's got water in his eyes, blood trickling from his nose, gets up, and then he gets a shot at the other dude. So then he gets to hit him. And we pretty much dispelled it. Pretty much.
Well,
as an
official training tactic, and then we had one guy who was part of a police program and said that it may come or may stem from that, where because police officers have to be in the street a lot, and so his training program in North Carolina had his hands tied behind his back, and he had to take a punch in the face.
And I can certainly see this as an old school technique, you know,
so, back
in the
day.
Your grandfather, like, if we were like a radio station that had like 65-year-old dudes listening to us, I bet the phone lines would be lit up with former Marines going, "Oh yeah, we did worse than that."
Oh, they'd have come up here and be, you know, willing to do it today.
Yes,
yeah. Punch me.
We invented the Jimmy kick.
Who needs a good punch?
So we haven't really had anybody confirm it. And if we were going to talk to somebody, we thought for sure it would be a guy. Mm-hmm. But Tina here is to say it's true. She was in the Army. Hey, Tina.
I am still in the Army. Hey, you guys.
Hey, what's happening?
I love your show.
Thank
you. Oh, my God. I'm going to be so late for formation. It's not even funny.
Well, we don't want you to get punched in the face.
No, just because I want to, you know, confirm this. It's not, we don't get lined up in basic training or whatever. What it is unarmed combat or combatives training. Okay? So you sign up for this class.
Okay.
And there's different levels that you go through. And before you pass the first level, you do have to get punched in the face. One, to teach yourself how to throw a correct punch. Mm-hmm. And two, when you get hit, you're not staggered, like you know what to do. So mm-hmm. It's to teach you how to protect yourself. And yeah, it's really hard to just like try to remember, okay, I'm getting punched in the face by, you know, my battle buddy, you know, mm-hmm. he's not really trying to hurt me or she's really not trying to hurt me. And you have to remind yourself of that because you're ready to pounce on somebody for punching you in the face.
Punch
me in the face, but then you're like, okay, they're doing this for my own good.
Yeah, we take a paper wad in the face the wrong way here and we're ready to like
you get a lot of them, Jeff.
Tina, so let me ask you this, like paint the picture of what this looks like. So you literally are standing there in front of somebody and you have your hands at your side and you just got to take that punch. Do they count down?
Somewhat. Yeah, it's just like, you know, they're going to punch you in the face. It's, mm-mm. you know, one, two, and they try to psych you out and punch you in the face. Whatever technique they can get you punched in the face is pretty much correct. And I know it's a lot of us out there that's like level one certified and they were yelling at the radio saying, hey, this is true. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not like, you know, we just walk around and just get punched in the face. It's something that has to be done. Like, there's a lot of things. But they teach you a lot of other stuff, too, like grappling and, like, you know, how to get out of a hold when you're on the ground. And it's almost like, it's like a lower level of Krav Maga. I don't know if you guys have heard of that before, but it's like an Israeli tactic to get out of, like, hold positions and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really cool. I enjoy it a lot.
So explain to us what that feels like when somebody punches you in the face.
It feels like somebody punches you in the face.
No, seriously, like where do they connect? In your eye, in your nose, in your cheek?
I got punched in the cheek, like mm-hmm. right below my eye. They don't want you to like hurt yourself or blind yourself, but you know, it's a legitimate punch in the face. You know, it's not gonna feel the best, but you know, it teaches you, okay, this is what you do. You know, okay, I got punched in the face.
If the puncher is sympathetic and doesn't hit you as hard as they can, will the drill instructor say, you gotta do that again?
Oh no.
Yeah, I mean you get called on it. Yeah, you're being a punk right now. Okay, you can do better than this. I know it. But it's not to embarrass you or to hurt you, it's to say, okay, this is what this is gonna feel like. You've got to react.
This is the military.
I'm laughing at everybody
in the studio going, oh my God. It's like, but this is the military. They're going for combat.
I'm angry though.
Because for those of you that don't, some of us have to, right?
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
But if I'm the one that's taking the punch and the dude doesn't hit me hard enough, that's not my fault. Now he's got to punch me again.
If you're in the military.
Just fake it, Bert. Just, it hurts.
Pretend like it hits you really hard.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, you want somebody to hit you hard. Yeah. I mean, like, not to, you know, make you fall down and pass out, but just so you know how to react when it actually comes, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so this, just so I have this straight one last time, this is a class that you sign up for. It's almost like an elective, and the name of that course, again, so if I'm ever in the military, I can avoid it, is what?
I think it's, I think
combative.
We're safe.
Yeah. Like, combative, that's what it's called.
It's called what?
First level. Combative.
Combative first level. Mm-hmm. All right, that's the one you want to stay away from
three
right
levels.
There.
Yeah.
So, like, if you don't get past the first level, I can get
Yeah, bless your heart, Bert, but I don't think
it's not
going to
happen.
Now.
Yeah, I think I'm probably fast out.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.